Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Danny Kanell, one of my absolute favorites. Cover 3 podcast, CBS Sports. He is everywhere. Sirius XM. I'm frankly surprised he is not on the air somewhere right now today. Bet Online makes it all possible. Sir, do you have eligibility left to take over since our guy Jordan Travis is done?
Oh, man, was that heartbreaking.
Yes.
I wish I could. You know, there's a lot of talent around him, you know, or on the field for Florida State. That's why I do. You know, it's devastating. I feel awful for Jordan Travis. But if anybody's thinking about writing off Florida State, I would say just hold on a minute, because they still have maybe the best duo at wide receiver between 6'7" Johnny Wilson and 6'4" Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a young quarterback's job that much easier. But what I worry about the most is just the leadership aspect.
Yeah.
Because Jordan Travis has provided so much to that team: stability, you know, work ethic. Hey, let's focus on the prize at the end of the season. It's a devastating loss for sure, but it also could be, Adam, it could be that cause to rally around. You know, I mean, you know, 18 to 23 year olds always looking for something. You know, mm-hmm. coaches are looking to spark their team in some way, and maybe that is something they could kind of rally around to kind of do it for Jordan.
Danny Kanell is joining us here again, thanks to Bet Online. Tate Rodemaker is the guy who will take over. And he did, and he got, it was just North Alabama, got him out of that game. Going down to the swamps, a little bit of a different animal, but to gator animal. But the they're also without their starting quarterback, as Graham Wirtz is out. And it's really the next week, this is going to be an easy game this week, but it's really the next week that is the bigger problem, probably, with Louisville at 10-1 on the year. But here's my question: if Thad Busby and Peter Tom Willis could be on the cusp of winning national championships, you know those names. Some of our listeners don't know who those people are, who those two guys are. So it is about the rest of the team. So, and I heard so many people basically knocking Florida State down the list, even as we head to tonight for the latest fake selection show, that I think we got to wait and see how Florida State plays on Saturday in Gainesville and then the following Saturday against Louisville and Charlotte before we make any determination.
You're 100% right. I do think they're going to get knocked tonight. Like, even if Jordan Travis had been healthy and been fine mm-hmm. and threw for 600 yards, they probably would have dropped because it was North Alabama. And meanwhile, Washington was beating, you know, a top 10 opponent in Oregon State on the road. Like, that's an impressive win. So I think Florida State was going to drop. And it's been interesting because I've seen a split between analysts. I've seen some. And I mean, shoot, even before Florida State lost Jordan Travis, I saw Desmond Howard and Kirk Herbstreit saying, man, undefeated Florida State could get left out if certain things unfold, which I think is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, like, yeah, you have to let this play out. And I'll take it a step further. What if Florida, if Tate Rodemaker throws 2 interceptions, but they win against Florida, and if he throws 2 more interceptions, but they win against Louisville, how can you crush a team for winning? You know, it may not look the same, but that to me would mean maybe their run game steps up. Maybe the defense steps up. Like, it's the greatest team sport we know for a reason. And I think Tate Rodemaker will play fine. I think he's really good. Remember last year against Louisville, ironically, on the road, Jordan Travis got knocked out of the game before halftime. And Rodemaker finished out the game for him and brought him from behind. And that was a tough spot for him to be in then. So he's been in this situation. Granted, it's not the swamp, but I totally agree with you. Like, let's see how this thing plays out before you start, you know, just saying, well, no matter what, they can't be included because they don't have Jordan Travis. Like, that's just ridiculousness if anybody, you know, has that thought with a lot of meaning behind it.
Danny Cannell is joining us, former Florida State quarterback. Now he has 17 jobs, including SiriusXM. He is here representing Bet Online. We're going to get to some of the lines, which I find pretty interesting coming up this weekend. I realize now that I've been mispronouncing Tate's name, Rodemaker, not Roadmaker. I don't know.
Don't worry, everybody's been doing it. Fine. Everybody's been doing it. But that's the thing about him. Nobody knows who he is. I mean, remember it was good luck to a tag of like
right
to a Tagovailoa. Like no one knew his name. Like this is the time when you learn his name, and good for him because this is great, Adam. I used to remember like I was Canel, I was Cannell. Like I was a lot of different names before I got to play at Florida State. Like it's a part of the process, right? It's something he's going to go through because all of a sudden he's the guy, and now you get to look at Florida State's future. Regardless, I mean, he's the starter next year too, so we'll get a look at how he goes.
All right. By the way, it took me until DJ Uiagalelei transferred to Oregon State to get his name correct. So, I want to pare down the scheduling thing here because Washington's schedule has been backloaded. Last year, TCU's schedule was backloaded. Is there a lesson here that maybe the ACC should sort of incorporate where their schedules are sort of, I mean, smart people can figure out, yeah, we think this team's going to be really good. We think this team is going to be really good. Not only backload the schedule, but maybe have some, we reserve the right to pick and choose certain games so we know that this team who should be good isn't going to be dinged for a bad schedule. Like Louisville, even though Louisville's schedule ended up being better than people think in the in the league based on how everybody finished, is there some lesson to be learned about how we schedule in football?
It's our best Black Friday ever at JCPenney, and we've got thousands of deals all week long. Spoil someone and save up to 75% on fine jewelry after an extra 40% off. Step into women's boots. All her faves are $19.99. Plus, stock up on Home Expressions bath towels, only $2.99 each. From holiday helpers to gift ideas, all the deals, all the fun, all in-store. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles in-store through 11/26. Exclusions apply. Black Friday deals excluded from coupons. See associate for details.
Zicam knows that when you live life to the fullest, you never want to let a cold slow you down. With Zicam's cold shortening products, you can actually shorten colds when taken at the first sign. And with the winter chill in the air, you need the number one cold shortening brand to help shorten a cold when taken at the first sign this season. Because you should never let a cold stop you from missing out on your favorite moments of the season. Find Zicam in your local cold and flu aisle.
Yes, especially when you have this finish where it becomes more of a beauty pageant than it does a true playoff. It shouldn't matter whether Florida State, I keep going back to them because they're kind of the one on the outside looking in and they need style points and their schedule appears weak as they're coming in the home stretch. And they can't help it that the Florida Gators are 5-6. They could have helped North Alabama. That's an FCS opponent. But they already played LSU, which seemed like one of the best wins of the season. And yet here we are. It's like, no one remembers that.
Right.
Florida State, boy, they haven't been impressive. Clemson was front-loaded. That was in the first month of the season. And now, people are trying to write off that win. Like, not that big a win. But they're still probably going to finish 8-4. And then meanwhile, you've got Georgia, who played nobody the first six wins of the season, number one. You've got Michigan, played nobody till week 9. They're number 3, and they've had some of their more impressive wins. Like, they beat Penn State. Like, ooh, that looks great. Meanwhile, I don't think it's that great of a win, but Penn State's undefeated when they beat them. And it's like, oh, man, that looks like they were one loss. But still, you get my point.
Yep.
So, like, if I'm an athletic director paying attention, I'm saying, if I'm Michael Alford, athletic director at Florida State, like, why did we risk a loss versus LSU when we could have scheduled somebody much easier and maybe on the back end either plugged in LSU or a strong group of five or another Power Five opponent this past weekend that would have been a better resume builder? Like, it's some of the dumbest things that happens in our sport. I love our sport. But, like, the fact that we have to judge resumes off of 12-game season, and we're supposed to do it as in its entirety, but recency bias 100% creeps in, It's one of the many flaws of our sport.
There's no question. I criticize the ACC every year for patting themselves on the back for scheduling more non-conference Power 5 games than any other league. And they do. It is routine how many more non-conference Power 5 games the ACC schedules. But they don't get credit for it because there's no mechanism really in the sport. They talk a good game. But Georgia's...
And do you remember, because it seems like it was a decade ago, when the ACC was 4-1 in the first couple weeks of the season versus the SEC?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, and no one remembers that. Like, oh, the ACC is awful. They only have two teams ranked in the top 25. Well, what about those records? Don't they matter? By the way, NC State is absolutely 100% deserving of being a top 25 team.
Correct.
Why Tennessee is a top 25 team? The only reason you could say is because SEC.
Yeah.
Like, they only have SEC losses, which weigh more than ACC losses. It drives me insane. North Carolina, another one. They're still having a really strong season. They're going to get probably bumped out of the top 25, even though I don't think they should. Like, it's just ridiculous. I think Clemson will finish the season in the top 25, but, like, they – like, how quickly we forget that the ACC dominated those matchups. The only one they lost was Tennessee-Virginia, which, you know, is kind of a write-off because Virginia is still struggling this season. But every other matchup, like, the ACC dominated, no one cares. Like, I do think some of that is on the ACC for not promoting it enough throughout the season. And then, you know, how come the ACC doesn't get credit up for banging up on one each other, and yet the Pac-12, who's widely viewed by everybody as the strongest conference this year, they've been kind of falling apart here towards the stretch, the home stretch, but no one seems to care anymore.
You're 100% right. It is about perception. And it's funny because we talked to your friend Jerry Palm a couple of weeks ago, and we were comparing, you know, I guess it was Georgia and Florida State. And I'm like, wait a second. Florida State, well, the ACC is not that good. I'm like, wait a second. How do we measure the ACC not being that good? Is it because that's what we imagine because we've been told this now for 8 years? Or do we look at results? And the ACC, with still some games to play this weekend, 5-2 against the SEC. So how do we measure the? If we can't use the results, then why do we even play the games?
Is that what the record? I'm writing this down, Adam, because I hadn't. So it was 4-1. I knew through the first couple weeks. We're up to 5-2.
I thought it was 5. You might be right. You might be 4-1. I know Virginia lost.
I know the first weekend it was Virginia lost to UVA, but it was A&M lost to Miami, Florida State beat LSU, North Carolina beat South Carolina, and Wake beat Vanderbilt. That was early.
Right.
And then we still have, for the ACC, a lot of games. Like Georgia Tech, we'll just go ahead and assume a loss. We'll assume that's a loss.
That's a loss.
But it could be a huge weekend again. Now, the ACC, this is a spot where I would have my PR tweet, article, whatever you want, ready to go. Because if Florida State beats Florida, if Louisville beats Kentucky, both favored in those matchups, you better have that ready to go. Like, why wouldn't you pump up the conference?
They absolutely should. I think your 4-1 number is probably right. But there are three more games this weekend. Clemson needs to beat South Carolina. Louisville needs to take care of Kentucky. And how about Georgia Tech just be plucky? And they are plucky. Just be plucky. Yeah. Make life be a speed bump. Maybe a speed bump with one with like a nail sticking up out of it for Georgia, just to give them a little bit of a difficult time. Let me ask you quick before we have to say goodbye. A couple of games: North Carolina at NC State. Are you surprised that the Tar Heels are a slight favorite in this game based on how everybody's playing?
A little bit. I get it because it does feel like, you know, North Carolina, they're kind of like they're having the same defensive issues are cropping up. Mm-hmm. They can't get the stops. I do think this has a lot to do with the advantage of quarterback, right? I mean, you know, you've seen Brennan Armstrong inserted back, the MJ Morris situation. Boy, that was an interesting scenario as he takes the red shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that's probably more about just kind of the respect for Drake May more than anything. I think Dave Dorn has done one of the better jobs in college football.
Yeah.
You know, this season, just being able to play with multiple quarterbacks, overcoming a lot of adversity throughout. You know, but like, I mean, and North Carolina a couple weeks ago was in a dogfight with Duke without Riley Leonard, you know? So yes, that's a good point. And Carter Finley, I think that's a really tough place to play. And in a rivalry game, I am surprised by that one for sure.
I actually like State in the game, which might be an indication that North Carolina is going to win.
No, I would lean with you as well. I'm with you too. I would like the home dog here.
All right, let me go to it's probably the best game or the most anticipated game every year, Ohio State and Michigan. The line opened at Michigan -4. Is it a Jim Harbaugh? Is he worth a half point to Ohio State? Because the line is now 3.5. Wolverines favored.
This one is so tight. You know, you mentioned it. I think this is the perfect example of how cyclical college football is, because as rivalries go, like a few years ago, it was, you know, LSU-Bama was always the game to have for national championship implication. Before that, it might have been the Iron Bowl, Alabama-Auburn. Yeah. Florida State-Clemson for a while there was always implications, national title implications. And now it's kind of Ohio State-Michigan's time. And it is it is great, especially the offseason storylines we've had this year. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm going to make a prediction here, and this has nothing to do with the line. I kind of think Michigan's going to dominate and win again the line of scrimmage. But here's my prediction. I think you can lock it and take it to the bank.
Okay.
If Ohio State wins, Ryan Day will give one of these, because it's very trendy for college coaches now to have this WWE-like victory speech. I mean, we were just talking about Dave Dorn. Remember he called out Steve Smith Sr. and he's like, yeah, I'm going to come here. You're like, remember that one?
Fantastic.
We saw Ryan Day, after they beat Notre Dame, call out Lou Holtz. If he goes into the Big House and if he beats Michigan, I can guarantee you there's going to be an expletive-ridden like rant that he's going to give. Because I guess everybody's allowed to curse on national TV now. Like, that's just a thing.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some F-bombs, and he's going to tell everybody, for the last 2 years, we've been playing with they've known the signals, and the only reason we've been losing is because they knew our signals, and now you see what happens when it was a level playing field. I guarantee you Ryan Day has that one dialed up and ready to go if Ohio State wins that game. But I do give the edge to Michigan. I still think they're more physical, and I have my concerns about Ohio State's quarterback coming into this matchup and probably his toughest test yet on the road.
I was just looking at Bet Online right now. That is, if Ohio State wins, Ryan Day WWE style post game rant is -1,000. So that's a given. Danny Cannell, you are the best, my friend. I appreciate your time. A happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Adam. Always great catching up. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Danny is dynamite. Real quick, I meant to throw this in, but obviously did not. We don't have to go back that far where the most anticipated game every year, Florida State and Miami. I don't know if we're ever going to get back to that, partly because I don't even know if Miami's ever going to be anything close to that again. But that game used to be it. First Saturday in October every year. Usually a noon kickoff every year. And noon games, I know Fox does their big noon Saturday stuff. Noon kickoffs. Really, that's the prime time for college football. Yes, I know. Prime time college football at night, blah, blah, blah. Noon games used to be it in college football. Anyway, I'm looking forward to Saturday night between State and Carolina, and Michigan, Ohio State's going to be great. And there are a bunch of rivalry games this weekend that are going to determine who's going to be in the final four of college football. And we'll get another fake rankings release tonight.
I know you're excited.
I'm so excited. Real quick, before we get to the other football, because something weird happened last night. I do think we'll see Georgia stay at number one. They completely ran over Tennessee, who Danny mentioned. I mean, we don't know how good Tennessee is, really. Georgia will stay number one. Ohio State will stay number two. Michigan will stay number three. I think we'll see Washington at number four. Florida State at five. Oregon at six. And I think those are the leaders in the clubhouse, if you will. Texas 7, Alabama 8, Louisville 9. Those are still players in this, although I don't think Louisville really is a player, although I don't see why they wouldn't be. The win over Notre Dame was pretty good, right? Their only loss is a bad one at Pitt, but that's their only loss.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.